And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. A preliminary examination was underway on Friday, April 10th, for Mark Wesley Rolfe, facing multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree, and a witness intimidation charge was dismissed. The prosecution requested amending offense dates and binding Rolfe over for additional counts of criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree for both victims. And they argued that testimony established touching for sexual gratification with force or coercion, citing Rolfe's position of authority and the victim's fear. The defense opposed binding over, citing the victim's delayed reporting and initial denials as undermining credibility. They argued a lack of physical evidence and no proof of sexual touching or the intent for sexual gratification. The court had recessed to review the evidence and legal elements involved. The court found that Mr. Rolfe intentionally touched the victims inappropriately all over clothing, and this conduct was determined to be for sexual arousal or gratification, and based on testimony regarding discussions between Mr. Rolfe and the victims. The court also found that force was used for touching on both victims, and additionally, Mr. Rolfe's position of authority over the victims and the provision of gifts constituted coercion. The elements for criminal sexual conduct in the fourth degree have been met for both victims, and the case is now bound over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled Monday, April 27th at 9 a.m. 5 counts are associated on one victim and 2 counts on the other. And a grass fire response on Saginaw's east side led to a grim discovery Wednesday morning as firefighters locate human remains beyond a vacant structure. Crews had been dispatched shortly before noon to the area of Bagley Street and East Holland Road after reports of a fire was spreading through nearby grass. While working to contain the flames, firefighters found the body of an adult male and immediately notified law enforcement. Police, alongside investigators from the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, secured the scene and began collecting evidence. Authorities have not yet confirmed the man's identity or the cause of death, and say efforts are underway to notify next of kin. Anyone with information is being asked to contact the Saginaw Police Department or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. And Bay County officials have formally launched construction on a new community pool at the Bay County Community Center in Bay City, marking the start of a long-planned replacement for an aging facility that closed in early 2023 due to extensive repair concerns. A groundbreaking ceremony was held this week at the site on John F. Kennedy Drive, led by the county's Parks and Recreation Department. The project follows voter approval of a dedicated millage in November of 2024, providing funding support for the development. The new outdoor aquatics complex is designed to serve a broad range of residents with an emphasis on accessibility and multi-use recreation. Plans include a zero-entry pool with ADA accommodations, interactive play structures, slides, and designated areas for sports such as basketball and volleyball. Additional features will include climbing elements, a zip line, and an aquatic obstacle course, along with space for lap swimming, lessons, and community programs. The facility is expected to open by June of 2027 and will be free for Bay County residents. A total construction cost has not yet been disclosed at this time. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA next.
Hey Joe, working again? Retirement was boring, huh?
Not boring. Expensive. Food, medicine, rent. Social Security just isn't enough.
I know, and that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month?
BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging.
Free? I'm going to BenefitsCheckup.org today.
A And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And speaking of obituaries, there are none to report at this time. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.